Yeah, well, agro-mining is addressing circular economy in different ways. The first one is to produce a resource that is usually considered as non-renewable, because nickel is taken from mines. The mines mean the soil is destroyed, the native vegetation is destroyed, the surface hydrological network is destroyed, everything's destroyed, and then you just have bare rock with sterile material that is taken from the mine. So you have to revegetate this and create a new surface. So that's mine rehabilitation. Agro-mining is circular in the way that the field you're using was a farm field before agro-mining and will become a farm field after agro-mining. So you're actually not destroying the resource. You're modifying the soil a little bit, but you're not destroying it. Well, that is not exactly what circular economy is, but it's also a way to produce energy in a renewable way, because the biomass will be used every year, a source of energy. You can also have cogeneration, you can have power production and heat production. So for the moment, we only produce heat. And then, of course, we try to design the agro-mining chain as a circular chain. And that means all the byproducts. I was mentioning the potassium fertilizer we produce from the step of washing the plant ashes. And this is something that can be reused in the economy. Well, you can even certify such a fertilizer as being an organic fertilizer according to the organic regulation at European level. In this way, this is circular. We still have two byproducts that we need to improve. We need to improve their quality before we can reuse them. One is calcium sulfate. Well, calcium sulfate is used in many areas. It can be a soil amendment, it can be a building material, but we need to improve the quality. For the moment, it's too rich in nickel before we can think of reusing it. The other thing is, agro-mining is also designed to revegetate quarries that are actually, let's say, mines. Quarries and mines are under the same regulations. So they basically destroy the surface ecosystem. They just dig a big hole in the land, and then you have to fill it in with byproducts and try to revegetate it. So in this way, we use agro-mining as one of the steps of revegetation. So we're not adding anything else to it. We're just improving the revegetation process, as well as producing more value after we have these abandoned land. So the idea of circular economy is to add economic value to all the different steps and to benefit from new raw materials that can be extracted from each step of the process. And finally, the last one is the recovery of nickel from industrial waste. These industrial wastes, they go to dump sites. So they go to landfill, and the metals are not recovered. So there's a huge potential there. Only with the stainless steel producer we're working with, they send to landfills 100 tons of nickel element per year. And that is $1 million worth. So the thing is, sorry, it's not 1 million, it's $1.5 million worth. So sending this nickel to a landfill is economic nonsense. It is also ecological nonsense because people have paid for it. So they've paid 1.5 million to buy it, and the process is not efficient enough. So they will, from the, let's say, 1,000 tons they've bought, they need to send back 100 tons to a landfill. So that means you pay one time and you pay a second time. So that's $3 million that are spoiled. So that's a lot of money. And with those $3 million, you can design different ways to recover the metal before sending it to a landfill where it is lost. The problem is, landfills are full with elements that would have some value, but by mixing them together, it just becomes worth anything. So it is very important that instead of dumping things, we start trying to benefit from these resources. So that is also a target for a circular economy. So I'm using the economic argument as a convincing argument because, well, $3 million, it seems quite a lot of money for somebody like you and me. Maybe for a big industry, it's nothing, but they're still considering it.
Yeah, the idea, if we then use a certain waste stream, and do the same, or for example, a side stream from the mining industry that they cannot use because the nickel content is too small, we can still make use of them, can green the site, and can harvest and extract the metals to have these multi-beneficial aspects. Basically, we close a loop by extracting nickel from something that would otherwise be discarded and re-enter into the value chain. And after, at the end of the process, if nickel at some point is discarded, we could potentially even can again make use of it with the same plants. It's not being applied that circular, but it's still an alternative source of nickel recovery, at least from something that would not be harvestable or mineable by mining organizations.